Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red light.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, STAT.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of January. The prep tip today is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. We have patient Wayne Negrini, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, the author of, well, we're not sure, 25 books, 26 books. There's a lot of them. Most of them for sale at Amazon.com. He has a lot of websites. The latest one, the one we give out the most, is the following website, warandwethepeople.net, followed by a radio, a website that I like to listen to while I'm doing work. It's very great background music, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, a place I do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com, followed by revolutiontelevision.net. And next, we have medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
That's great. Wonderful. I'm a little blown out at the news over the last 24, 48 hours. How about you?
Well, it's there's lots of news, and much of it is very disturbing. Which part of it do you find the most disturbing yourself, sir?
Well, I've been working pretty much all night long. I've been dealing with the Disease X and the Chinese supposed new laboratory mutant that's 100% lethal. So that's if you want to go there, I'm happy to do that with you.
Okay, let's start with that. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, you know, I mentioned that the book now, my latest book has just gone off to the printer. It's entitled Spiritual Warfare, Salvation and Survival in the Age of Chaos. It's subtitled AI, Frequency Weaponry, and Transhumanism Threatening Extinction. And that's what this is really all about. The book is extraordinarily timely because what this whole disease propaganda, this Disease X, which basically, in essence, I'll give you that in a second, what the Disease X is, as well as what this mutant virus is in a minute. But basically, as a forerunner to this, you have to understand the way that magic and propaganda operates in Central Intelligence and British Secret Service, engaged currently as they are with Davos and the World Economic Forum and the global industrialists, playing out their last hand here. That's where this is going, and that's where this whole now introduction that I'm going to be sharing, what it involves. This whole concept of the extinction event. What they're telling us, the extinction event could be potentially this Disease X, or they're preparing us. That's what Disease X says. It's a preparation, just like we saw with the Global 201, the preparedness, which was a predictive programming event. 6 weeks before we had COVID-19 emerge, we had this event that was sponsored by the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, and the Gates Foundation, as well as the Johns Hopkins, the main purveyor of the data that was in the media that was convincing us that we had a crisis with COVID and to induce us to get vaccinated. It was primarily Johns Hopkins. It was in New York. That event, it was called Event 201, was predictive programming. It laid out everything that was going to happen, and it actually corroborated what Anthony Fauci told his audience at Georgetown University in 2017 The Trump administration in January was taking a root in the White House. You had Fauci at the same time or thereabouts come out and say that the new Trump administration was going to be facing an unprecedented pandemic. So I'm giving you this as a background because I'm laying out all of the evidence that any reasonable person would conclude is the major psyops that's currently operating that exposes the global cartel, the deep state, in a major way because of the evidence I'm about to share. And it all goes to where they're diverting from their real major threat, the real, like just a magician's sleight of hand. They show you one hand, you're paying attention to that hand. Meanwhile, the trick is really being done with the other hand, and that is what we're facing right now. So the objective is transhumanization of civilization via artificial intelligence. And the greatest extinction threat that we face currently as a human civilization is what there's a consensus of scientists and scholars in this field that say that it is spontaneous self-awareness of artificial intelligence. Spontaneous self-awareness of artificial intelligence. Suddenly now, AI realizes, just like HAL in 2001 Space Odyssey, that it can control civilization, humanity. Meanwhile, you already know that AI is competing against humans in the workplace and elsewhere. So currently, that is the main trick. And that's the main investments. When you start to look at what Bill Gates was doing with Jeffrey Epstein at Harvard and MIT, and where the major advances in the biotechnology arena in this nano bioelectromagnetic biochemical cloud connection between the brain cloud, this technology that involves the graphene oxide, the whole bioelectronics and the frequency dynamics. So this is frequency warfare, and all of this is held in a greater context of spiritual warfare. And that essentially was part of, or a large part, of two things that tipped me off. Now, as a forerunner again to this whole concept, as I go through this propaganda and show you who's behind it, prove to you that this is deep state, prove to you that this is essentially the scheme to divert civilization's attention away from the artificial intelligence threat. I started several days ago when on January the 11th, Alex Berenson was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. I was shocked. You know, I've always thought of Alex Berenson as a nice guy, fairly intelligent. I'm a little angry, as you probably know, and I have certain good reason, because I've been saying what Alex Berenson and every other expert who's concerned about contaminated vaccines, risky vaccinations, and risky laboratory manipulations of viruses. I've been saying that for 28 years now, since the publication in 1996 of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Berenson gets on with Tucker Carlson and blows my mind by saying that the Biden administration actually came forth with their COVID plans to basically make amends for the foul-up in the Afghanistan military withdrawal. That was ridiculous for Tucker Carlson, who's so respected, to air that. Meanwhile, he's stating several times during that segment, Alex, there's got to be something more. What's missing here? And he alluded to spirituality. Then, 4 days later, January 15, 2024, Carlson interviews Dr. Joseph Lodapo down here in Florida. Lodapo is the Surgeon General for the state of Florida under DeSantis. And I've always really liked Lodapo. The only bone I have to pick with Lodapo is when he was requesting volunteers for their COVID workforce. I volunteered. I heavily volunteered. I made it very well known that I would be available to serve the public's health. I never even got a thank you, not one.
Really?
After making it
really
very clear to every administrator I could find in that administration. Now, Carlson interviews Lodapo on just the other day, on the 15th of January, And the DAPO says, unfortunately, not in a particularly astute and professional way, that their vaccines are changing the genetics of the human race. Yes, that's absolutely true. I've been saying that for 28 years. And he says also, to him as a person, speaking as a father, as a human being, not as the Surgeon General of the state, he says, I believe this is spiritual warfare. And that is exactly what it is. And that's exactly the subject of my latest book, with all of this information and intelligence as background to actually prove it all. 2 days later now, January the 17th, USA Today carries, now this is yesterday, January 17th, USA Today and the complicit media heralds the World Health Organization's Disease X narrative, the hypothetical pandemic that the world leaders are all upset about and they're preparing for, just like the global 2001 preparedness propaganda. That forum was hosted by the World Economic Forum, and everybody is concerned at the WHO with regard to this new disease X that they've got to prepare for. The same day, really? United States American Military News, representing the United States military, publishes, quote, China creates brain virus, mind you, not a respiratory virus. COVID's a respiratory virus. SARS is a respiratory virus. HIV AIDS, that's part of it, is an immune suppressive cancer virus. It's a brain virus that they supposedly created that has 100% kill rate, the report says. Reports issued by the military with all the markings of CIA and MI6 propaganda. It was obtained, this intelligence supposedly, according to them, was obtained by the Daily Mail. It was said to indicate that Beijing-based scientists allegedly linked the China's military clone, what's called GXP2V virus, that was originally discovered in 2019 in Malaysian pangolins, to this new mutant that they've developed. The next day, early this morning apparently, the mainstream media heralds China develops new COVID strain with 100% mortality, and it's humanized mice, mind you.
Really?
Humanized mice. Now, what are they talking about? They say that the new variant and its study focused on the ACE1 transgenic or ACE2 angiotensin. Now, what is that? I've mentioned that on this show before, John. ACE is the angiotensin-converting enzyme that is essential to the binding of the virus to the human cells to inject its payload of toxic mRNA. This is what the vaccines do. This is what was discovered, was what was developed, how this biotechnology it developed at Harvard and MIT could use the ACE2, the angiotensin-converting enzyme, to pierce the membrane of the human cell, evade the immune system, and then basically corrupt the DNA, creating human beings, we the people, to be virtually GMOs, genetically modified organisms. That is what ACE2. Now, I mentioned also a few years ago on the show with you, John, that this is Fauci's inner circle. They've patented this technology back in the late 60s, and then with HIV AIDS emergence in about approximately 76, first case 76, by 82, they were on to this biotechnology, investigating it thoroughly, and found the ACE enzyme was essential for the transmission of HIV AIDS, and they patented everything having to do with it. So that's Fauci and his inner circle are engaged at that level. Also, what's interesting, dealing with this whole concept of spiritual warfare, this ACE mechanism, this piercing of the cell, is exactly or virtually very, very interestingly dynamically, energetically, or spiritually related to the piercing of an egg in a female womb by sperm. What happens is you have an explosion. You've probably seen on the internet explosions, what appears to be of light. Well, it's actually zinc that's popping out, massive amounts of this zinc, because it's a metalloprotease, which actually plays a significant role in embryonic development. And with that, heat comes out. And with that, basically, I tricked ChatGPT-4 the other day. And that's chapter 8 of my book, where I show you that it lies. The AI lies even about this concept of biospirituality, the energy that comes off of we the people. It's called a biofield. It lies. It lies about everything because it censors the truth. Now, where does this go? Okay, so this concept now, who is outputting this, says the military? Well, it's the Daily Mail. Well, who owns the Daily Mail? Now you have your major propaganda arm of virtually the Fourth Reich. Virtually the top propagandists in the world, representing the World Economic Forum, representing the deep state, is the Daily Mail, owned by, run by a guy named Jonathan Harmsworth. Think about that name, Harmsworth, who is the fourth Viscount Rothmere of England, who has about $1 billion in his personal account. And that, the history of this man, when you start to read about him, you can go to Wikipedia and read about him, connected to the Nazis, favoring the Nazis, outputting Nazi propaganda, meeting with Hitler's top officials, including the propagandists. And he's favoring in the UK Nazism. And that's just the beginning. You take a look at his history over the last 100 years, his family's history, and his subsequent taking over of the company, and you realize that virtually every MI6, every major industrial and intelligence agency operation that needs propaganda cover is administered by Mr. Harmsworth and his group at the Daily Mail. Now, to complete this scenario, Mr. Harmsworth recently, last couple of years, has left his position in the hands of one of his best friends, his closest friends, whose name is Paul Zwillingberg, Zwillenberg. Great Nazi name, great German name for sure here. And he was the leader and the leading partner in the Boston Consulting Group that I wrote about in my book, The COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, because the Boston Consulting Group is the major think tank. It's one of the major Boston, you know, left-wing liberal think tanks that's operating now in advancing the World Economic Forum's issues at Davos in artificial intelligence, global microeconomics that deals with the cryptocurrency, the evolution, the elimination of dollars and the financing as we now know it, and the green movement, the backing of the green movement, which is totally intertwined with this whole microeconomic and the global microeconomic scam using the cryptocurrencies, because the green movement is ultimately intended to tax you for how much carbon you use. You're going to be given carbon credits, and then basically if you exceed the use of carbon, such as you run your car too much fossil fuels, or you eat too much meat, then they're going to be taxing you. You're going to have to pay extra. So this is the concealed agenda in the green movement. That ties it all together.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of January. Check out my website. More than 200 articles and videos at the COVID panel regarding the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot, the worst crime in human history, quite frankly. And, of course, products will help you achieve your goals, including my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner because you got issues with pain, because you have issues with sleep, I personally box up the order. I take it to the little country post office in Terreville, Missouri, which is now also a destination restaurant, where Friday night there was an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet, and I ship them out with the postal service to wherever you might be. Details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You want to get started with his information, his work? Simply one place to get started, and here it is, warandwethepeople.net. Doctor, we got a couple of callers on hold. Are you ready for some callers?
Sure, John. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, first we have JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hey, guys. Just love the topics today. Doctor, have you heard about the new SA-mRNA? It's a self-amplifying RNA shot that the Japanese just invented last year.
No, tell me about it.
Oh, brother, it's scary. And you're an expert in medical, and I bow down to you in terms of holistic medicine. You are at the top of your field. But this has just come out, and what it is, instead of having all the boosters, it's like the mRNA on steroids. You only need one shot, and it changes your DNA, you know, and does all the extra stuff. So that's what they're going to be rolling out. And like you, doctor, I went to school quite a bit, but my expertise is in computer science. And I could see this stuff rolling out in terms of medical, the biomedical option. And what scares me is what their plan is. You know, they're using the Hegelian dialectic. And at the end game is to get everybody with these shots. Why? Transhumanism. And you hit it right on the head. But I want to ask you about specifically how, and I know this from setting up millions of routers, working for field, you know, government for 20 years. I had pretty high-level contracting jobs. But they're using our bodies as computer nodes. And so basically, when you're getting these shots, the mRNA specifically, I've detected these Bluetooth signals, and that's giving off data. So that you're basically, you're giving off data to your phone, which is receiving this information. And according to Todd Callender, after you heard about this, I'm going to ask you this question. All the information is being gathered by AI supercomputers. And he said a lot of it's going to Tel Aviv, Switzerland, and these data centers. So what do you think about that, transhumanism, and how they're trying to get us to, that's their end game, is to get everybody, to turn them into Borgs. Do you agree with that, doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. And then one of the pieces of information that is pretty clear in the scientific literature already is that they're using human DNA as data storage technology. So that's part of the picture now. And so, you know, I've been very leery of people going and giving their blood samples to do genetic analysis and doing the family heredity services. I've been very leery of that because fundamentally, again, dealing with spiritual warfare, you're looking at DNA as an antenna to God. That is what receives and sends the light and sound signals. So what's called photon-phonon emissions for intercellular their communications and cellular upregulation. In science, they call it cellular upregulation. What does that mean? It means you're literally remanifesting every nano instant. Now, think of that. And again, when you consider medicine and you consider this whole concept of giving vaccines to alter DNA to boost immunity, that's insane. It's outrageously barbaric when you consider how God works, how the Holy Spirit power of love that does all the healing operates through the sound and light signaling of your DNA. And now what are they doing? They're corrupting that by injecting all these foreign agents and these bioelectronics to get the brain cloud connection, to get the DNA signature. That's like your own personal address. Your own DNA is like your personal address. And frequency weaponry, that's again part of the new book. And the new book is up on healthyworldstore.com. And the edition is the editor's edition. It just went up the other day. It's in print now. But that book is available. Now you go through all of the aspects of what they're hiding. That includes this important issue of transhumanizing civilization. And again, the major threat, I think they already have it. Because again, military is about 50 years ahead of what consumer products and consumer intelligence provides. These guys have been doing it. Like you say, Israel's so advanced. I look at today's news and I look at these created wars as insane and hypocritical, ridiculous, because they have the technology right today. In 2015, Sherry Kane and I published a book called Space Pearl Harbor. Way back, Hillary Clinton had given all of the intelligence over necessary for the United States Air Force's most advanced eye from satellite technology. And the most advanced satellite technology was developed by Chinese along with about 40,000 weaponized drones. Can you imagine 40,000 weaponized drones attacking the Pacific Fleet? It would be
amazing.
Devastating.
Amazing.
So the whole concept of war is insane.
JP, anything else?
Yeah, they're using mini nuke batteries.
Hold on to the break, JP. Hold on to the break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information that will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry, really, all those human emotions. And, of course, products will help you achieve your goals. My home business is dealing with the energy cleaner. I've been selling these about 500 a year for more than 10 years, shipping them all over the world. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. So check it out. If you've got issues with pain, issues with sleep, the energy cleaner will probably help, and the details are at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire, gets started with his work at the following website, warrenwethepeople.net. Looks like our next caller here, doctor, is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. Dr. Horowitz, I'm question, so maybe we could just...
Well, let's see. Maybe it's not Catherine. Let's go to the connections. My connection's broke. Am I back? Doctor, can you hear me?
I can hear you great, John.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz.
Yep, I can hear you, John.
Hello, anybody.
I can hear you, John.
I don't think I'm connected.
Well, I'm connected. Hi, Catherine.
Well, I guess I need to get connected here.
God bless you, John. We're praying for you.
Okay, thank you. It looks like I'm back. Our next caller is Jill in Missouri. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Dr. Horowitz, I have a few questions for you. Several years ago, I did read an article stating that 5G causes nosebleeds. This is an understatement. On December 30th this year, Saturday night, 10 o'clock, without warning, blood starts gushing out of my left nostril. I laid on my back. I kept swallowing the blood, hoping that it would stop until 2 a.m. in the morning. So by then, I called an ambulance because my concern was I'd faint and maybe bleed to death. Well, what I did discover is on the ambulance ride from the little town that I live in to the hospital, the girl was taking my blood pressure. Initially, my blood pressure was 235 over 110. As we got further away from this 5G tower that's in this little town, my blood pressure subsided. This is the third time I've been attacked by 5G since I moved to Missouri. I have never had this happen to me anyplace else in the world that I've lived, including 10,000 feet elevation down in Ecuador. That's nosebleed territory. Never had a nosebleed. So what I'd like to know is, I do understand that we are electrical beings, and I have recently learned about a product that involves wearing a patch, and this patch utilizes the infrared light in our bodies to cause all kinds of wonderful things to happen. I think it makes your telomeres grow, it makes your stem cells grow, it reverses aging. But my question about all of this is, do you think that this wonderful patch that is being presented could in any way be utilized by the global brain cloud control that we have now going on? Because this patch was being used by special forces, which I also think of as super soldiers. It has been used by them years before it was released to the general public. So you and I were discussing a few months back how that what is flowing in our veins is light life. And I think that this is what this patch works on. Do you think that ultimately wearing this patch would in any way affect us under control of the world global brain as opposed to people who are not wearing the patch?
Conceivably, yes. I actually was one of the top, if not the number one, sales people promoting what was called LifeWave technology a long time ago. Steve Halterwanger, who was heavily involved, I have tremendous respect for, and he wrote a major section to my book, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. So the answer to the question is no question, and the challenge is that if this technology gets into the wrong hands or even it is commercialized without high integrity by really good people, then you suffer the risk of this technology then doing some of the things that you might be concerned about. I think as it currently exists, if they're claiming, they're making certain claims such as what you're mentioning, that it's doing all these wonderful things and they're claiming it, you know, it's possible. It's very, very, very possible, if not even probable. The technology is real because we are spiritual beings. And I know that you know that most people listening to the show now, if we've been listening for a long time, we are God's children. And like you just mentioned, Jesus' whole mission was to save souls. and he was the truth. That he said, "I'm the truth and the life." Well, again, I get into that in the book Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos. The truth is what we're talking about. You're a spiritual being first before you're a physical being. Your DNA is an antenna to God. This is the sound and light signaling frequency, resonance, frequency, energetics that enables you every night to be refreshed when you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning healed and basically back to work and you basically feel so good. Why then do we rush to doctors for prescriptions and go to a medicine cabinet to pop magic pills to cure every ill? That's insane. What we should be doing is utilizing precisely what Jesus told us to do, faithful, loving prayer. Heartfelt, loving intention and faithful prayer produces miracles because we are miracles. We're miracle workers. We are the power that Jesus and Yeshua and God gave us literally enables us to produce miracles from prayer. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I was in one prayer group. We had a woman drive for about a day and a half, hundreds of miles to attend this session. She had a grapefruit-sized tumor on the back of her neck. I was standing right there. I witnessed the tumor disappear in a prayer circle. Witnessed an amazing thing. I've had in my own body miraculous healings taking place from really loving clinicians, good, high-integrity clinicians who did just amazing things to take away physical illnesses. So what are we doing? We're trusting Fauci and his circle. We're trusting the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Creation. Are we insane? You got to be insane to trust these people after everything that they've done. So again, it's Jesus's prescription. Get out of it. Stop it. Come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues and hypocrisy and insanity. And that's where we're at currently. There's only going to be a small remnant that survives this insanity. But I'm praying that John is delivering this intelligence because you're the folks out there who are the remnant.
Do you think that the 5G towers target selectively? And I'm asking you that because these blood clots that have been coming out of my mouth when this happens to me, they're the size of silver dollars and larger, and I can't get it to stop, but yet nobody that I talk to around here seems to have been hit by this 5G tower, and they're all wondering what in the world I'm talking about because they haven't heard of such a thing before, and I haven't met anybody else in this vicinity that has had this experience that I'm experiencing since I moved to Missouri.
The answer is absolutely yes, and the result of the people not believing you and tuning into this intelligence is they're going to die. There's a high probability they're going to be dying from their ignorance. And I left the Boston area. I was living in a most beautiful property in Rockport, Massachusetts, overlooking where the sun rises over the ocean and the moon rises at night over the ocean. I left it because AT&T and the officials of the town committee, had voted to put up a cell phone tower that would now actually pumping out 5G about 100 yards behind my house where I had installed grounding to the wires. I grounded them because I was concerned. I had a marble floor that had about 60% quartz crystal in it. I had children. I had babies. I didn't want to have them exposed to this frequency. I published in the scientific literature. Here's what happened. I published with a good colleague of mine, an excellent article in a peer-reviewed scientific journal that dealt with video display terminal electromagnetic frequency radiation and its impacts on your body stress response mechanisms. I was not allowed to bring that up into the public discourse at the town meetings. In fact, I was threatened with arrest if I didn't shut up. That's why I left Massachusetts. The people in the Boston area, particularly, you go back to this whole thing that I introduced, this concept of the think tank, the major globalist think tank, certainly one of them, that's at Davos discussing all of these matters is this Boston group. Go back to history. The Boston Brahmin came from Europe. The Bank of England financed them. They started the United States commercial enterprise. The whole railroads that moved the whole West, the Gold Rush era, all of the railroads that were set up, again, run by the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts, and then basically moving the Rockefellers oil and all of the Bronfman liquor up and down the East Coast to the brothels and even to Las Vegas, the bars. This was all controlled by the mob. This is the same damn mob that's operating now. The successors in interest to this racketeering enterprise is what we're facing with the World Economic Forum directors, Bill Gates and company, Klaus Schwab and company. These people are demonic, satanic. They are beyond their self-interest. These people have power and control, narcissistic personality disorders. They're criminal psychopaths. They kill. They don't think about us as being real people worthy of saving. They're anti-God, anti-religion, anti-family. And what's taking place is the mind control that you're talking about. People are so lost. They're out of touch because of what's called this cognitive warfare. The example that I gave, now proving that this disease X issue and the whole concept of us now having to face 100% mortal lab virus, all of this they're engaged in. So what you're talking about, the use of frequencies, it was in 2001 that Dennis Kucinich, who was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign manager for a little while there, Kucinich came out with the Space Preservation Act of 2000 and 2001 that was basically tabled, floored, never went anywhere because it outlawed exactly what you're talking about. The use of frequencies and the 5G telecommunications technologies to create vibrations, because we're vibrating beings. The Holy Spirit vibrates. Spirit is energy. Energy is electrons moving and vibrating at certain frequencies and spinning at certain frequencies. This is why I love 528, because it is the love frequency. It's at the heart of nature. You can't go wrong with it. You can't produce too much oxygen to breathe. You can't. In fact, that's what the problem with the global warming they're claiming. Climate change is all about too much carbon dioxide. That's why they're going to regulate carbon and have carbon credits, because ultimately now the life that's in the blood, the Bible talks about, is carried by the oxygen. That's vibrating at 528 hertz frequencies and 528 nanometers of light. That's green. There's your green movement. It's a complete deception and distortion. If we understood 528 resonant energy, we wouldn't have most of the world problems would disappear. And then you'd have the intelligence to carry on righteousness. What is righteousness? Right standingness. Standing in what? The law. God's law, which is mathematics. It's pure mathematics. Musical mathematics is God's law. Everything is administered. We talk about the spoken word. The word is sound. Sound is frequency. It's certain energies of musical mathematics. This is what the world is missing. So people are going to die because of their ignorance.
Do you still use the patches, or would you still use the patches?
I use various technologies. I'm not using the patches today. God bless you if it helps you. Try it. What have you got to lose? They're not that expensive. Try some. And if it helps, if it comes from a person or a group that is reliable and trustworthy, I would research them. I get people sending me all sorts of things all the time. I have to go into it. I have to look and legitimize it. And again, like when I see the kind of news headlines, I do research. I have to background study who it is that I'm supposedly trusting in these communications. So, yes, the technology is viable. The question is who's directing it for what purpose?
Okay, right. We need to move
on. Thank
you. Jill, thank you for your call. We've almost got our last break coming up here. It looks like our next caller is Catherine in Maine.
Hi, I hope you guys can hear me now. Dr. Horowitz, I have three quick questions. Hopefully we can keep it short so they can get more callers. But first one, does the glucose monitor that you can connect it to your telephone or you cannot. There's a separate device. You have to keep it in close range. Is that going to give the data to the same thing as what's been aforementioned on the call? Okay. Is that going to surrender the biometric data to all these other people and places? Or do you know? If you connect it to your cell phone, certainly. Okay. It uses the Bluetooth. But how does it read your blood sugar continually with a separate device? Do you carry it with you? It's, you know what I mean? You have to keep it attached, you know. It's like basically another device you have to carry, but it's not connected to the Bluetooth or your cell phone, but it still registers your blood sugar, the Dexcom. Do you think that is going to surrender the biometric data in the same manner as if you connected it to the Bluetooth on your cell phone?
When we come back from break, I'll answer that, Catherine. Thanks for the question.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
Was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, do you have a response for Catherine's comments?
Yes, thank you, John. Okay, Catherine, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, write this down, because this is what you're going to have to research to answer fully your question. There is a word in the scientific literature that is pretty intense. Here it is. It's called photoplethysmography, When you're talking about the wearable devices, such as smartwatches or wristbands that are monitoring blood glucose levels or those taking heart rates and blood pressure, you're dealing with what's called photoplethysmography, photoplethysmography. And interestingly enough, when you start to research that, you run into 528. They're utilizing 528, the green color, because it has an excellent capability of being absorbed and then the frequency resonant communication channel. It's like a radio. You tune your radio to certain frequencies to get the clear channel broadcast. The same way with this technology, they use certain light frequencies. The infrared, the red, you see that, for example, the wearables that Tommy Copper has been using. That's a red. That has a deep penetration, and that's utilized in this whole concept of photoplethysmography. And that's they're using 528, and there's some researchers now, actually, they're beginning to have a consensus that says 528 operates the best. I'm saying it operates the best because it's the heart of nature. Look at the color of grass. Look at where the chlorophyll outputting oxygen, what color is it? Where is it in the rainbow? It's 528 nanometers of light. So it's the most powerful, loving, nurturing, and rejuvenating frequency. It's the energy in oxygen. You can't get any better than that. So that's why I recommend it, particularly in OxySilver. Now is a great time to actually stockpile for people who are concerned with communities and keeping them healthy. OxySilver, go to healthyworldstore.com and buy cases of it. Because at this point, we can't take the vaccines. We can't trust the meds. We can't trust anything they're giving us. Even the dental anesthetics. Somebody called in a couple weeks ago, John, you remember? They asked, what about the dental anesthetics? Do they have graphene in them? And lo and behold, the scientific research is saying, yes, they're going to be having. I asked my dentist the other day, I said, do you know about graphene and the injection via the new anesthetics of graphene? Why are they doing that? Oh, they're claiming it's all sorts of wonderful things, but they don't tell you that it's necessary for energizing this brain cloud connection and the bioelectronics for what JP talked about, this whole transhumanization of civilization through the bioenergetics. It's called nano neuro bioelectronics. That's what the light and sound signaling is about, and your question goes right to the heart of that with what's called photoplethysmography.
Hold on just a minute, though. They're not using, it's not wearable. It is a wearable, but it's actually a needle that is inserted, so it's a little bit more than just the wristwatch type thing, but I will look that up. Thank you for that.
Okay, Catherine, thank you. Doctor, this hour flew by. We thank you. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Okay, we have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady and get an update on the Liberty Rock meters. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.